today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special, where we are talking about taking sins lightly. وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي. Today's Sunday is the 11th of Rabi Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We are Muslims, we are Shia, so we start everything by the name of Allah. For today, we listen to verses 38 to 39 from chapter Ash-Shura. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ
And those who have responded to their Lord and established prayer, and whose affair is determined by consultation among themselves, and from what we have provided them, they spend.
والذين إذا أصابهم البغي هم ينتصرون
And those who, when tyranny strikes them, they defend themselves.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Attending to divine lordship enthuses man to act upon divine injunctions. Those who love establishing prayers and expending in the cause of Allah shall reap better and enduring bounties in the hereafter. It is worthy of note that it is incumbent upon Muslims to defend themselves with seeking aid from believers. Silence against being wronged is forbidden. It is incumbent upon Muslims to forgive believers, but believers are supposed to defend themselves against wrongdoers and seek aid from other believers. This is today's special, which looks at taking sins lightly as a dangerous thing. One should not belittle its slight proportion of sins as they eventually mount up to become eventual failure, just like drops of water ultimately from an ocean. The act of not weighing minor wrongdoings in importance leads to make habit of committing them in daily life, which is the cause of being unsuccessful in front of the creator of the universe. An actual disciple of the religion of peace knows the amount of harm a single act of crime does to it. A staunch advocate of Islamic teachings takes each sin as a black spot on its heart, which adds up to blackening of the entire heart eventually. The Messenger of Almighty Allah saying as, "A believer treats a sin as if it is a mountain over his head that may fall on him any moment, whereas a regular violator looks at them as a fly that parked on his nose and he waved it away with his hand."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, in this show we are going to talk about the little sins, or let's say small sins that sometimes are going to be a prelude to a big sin, and we have to be careful not to be tempted by Satan, and we have to consider that the worst sin is to think of it as a small sin. Let's use a simile and liken sin to a weed. So sin is like a weed that, if not controlled by the gardener, his garden will be destroyed by pest, just as a diligent farmer should not allow weeds to grow even if they are small. A wise person should not even in his mind imagination and thinking to be led towards sin. He should think about committing a sin. Of course, a wise person should not even in his mind think about committing a sin. Of course, no matter how small the sin is, it's like a weed, as we said earlier, that if not fought against, it will ruin a person's religion and faith to lead to a great sin. A sin is a dirty at any time and in any place, and it injures the person, its owner, and threatens his reputation with various dangers, and troubles his job and his social status and social position and status. And even it ruins his family.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
One of the conditions of forgiveness is that the sin should not be repeated again and again. One of the proofs that repetition of smaller sins turns them into greater sins is that Allah has made the giving up of sin its forgiveness and a condition for entering paradise. Forgiveness and repentance can be achieved only if the sinner remembers Allah the Almighty and turns his attention towards Him with a sincere heart. Merely chanting istighfar in a mechanical way will not avail him. The consequences of committing a sin repeatedly is that the sinner develops a disregard for divine commandments and gradually reaches a state when he thinks them to be unimportant. Under these conditions, he has no desire to submit himself to the will and pleasure of Allah the Almighty, and remembrance of Allah does not affect him. However, this occurs only when one persists in sins intentionally.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat, thanks to you, Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
As a suggestion, we have an amazing tips to stop sinning. One way or one tip is reading about Jahannam or the hell and the consequences of our actions. Because sometimes we do things and we forget what actually it entails. Read about the food and drink of people in Jahannam. When I read about the disgrace of the people of Jahannam or the hell, that they are far away from Allah, that should scare me. That should worry me. There should be a barrier between me and watching haram and listening to haram and going to a place that is haram and saying things that are haram. Another tip is this. We forget and we need to remind ourselves. As you know, human being always is forgetful. We forget everything. And we need to remind ourselves. And one of the best way to remind ourselves is to go to cemeteries, to remember that. When I go to visit cemeteries, I recall death. I imagine that I will be 6 feet under. Who is going to help me? There is no chance to rectify things. So always remind some important things and pillars in life.
The nafs al-lawwama, the self-retributing, the part of the soul that makes you feel bad. You feel the guilt, you feel the shame after doing something wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in Surah Al-Qiyamah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La uqsimu biyawm al-Qiyamah, wa la uqsimu bin nafs al-lawwama. There's a part of the soul that is lawwama. It makes you feel bad, especially when you've done something wrong. You feel the shame and the guilt. Why did I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But this feeling, this censor, it's only so strong with some people. With some other people, they don't feel the guilt. They don't feel the shame. Why? Because now they're so used to sinning, they're so used to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the censor doesn't even work anymore. That this alarm system, this warning system, it doesn't even have an impact on you anymore. It doesn't do anything. Because you keep crossing the alarm. You keep passing the red lines until you don't even feel it. And this is what is referred to in the Quran as قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ, the hardening of the heart. When the heart hardens, then therefore it's not going to feel guilt. It's not going to feel shame. It's not going to feel bad for hurting and doing anything wrong. Not everyone, you know, the criminals, a serial killer, they don't start off from the beginning of their life committing all the crimes. They slowly progress until they reach that level. The first time they commit a small crime, they commit a small sin, they feel bad about it. And then they go and they keep crossing the line. They keep crossing further and further and further until they don't feel it anymore.
I think it's an important topic for us. So inshallah, we continue speaking and knowing more about this topic, and that is considering sins lightly. That is so dangerous. So we can meet each other on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.